Oh, and a little prolapse I pushed it out of me. And when it's dry and bloody, oh, prolapse I will push. Oh, prolapse, 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 I pushed it out of me. And when it's dry and bloody, oh, doctor, I will see. I had a little prolapse, I pushed it out of me. And when it be dry and bloody, oh, doctor, I finna see. Oh, prolapse, prolapse, pushed it out of my hole. When it's in the water, oh, toilet, I will flush. I had a little prolapse, I pushed it out of my hole. And when it's dry and bloody, the doctor, I finna see. Oh, prolapse, prolapse, pushed it out of my thing. When it be dry and bloody, doctor, I will see. I had a little prolapse, pushed it out of my hole. And when it's in the water, oh, toilet, I will flush, clean it off, come on. Oh, doctor, I will see, come on. Happy Hanukkah.
Hola, Presidente. Esto es Count Face Madge Weinstein. Yo tengo un...
I had a yeast infection.
Un bueno yeast infection, oh. Y clitorises. Con Cheryl Murkowski. Un momento, por favor. Un momento para Cheryl Murkowski, el puto de Estados Unidos. Estados Unidos, puto. Es en español, por favor. Español. Hola. Español programa. Hola, Murkowski.
Hello.
Hola, Cheryl Murkowski. Esto es Madge Weinstein. Y tú...
Hola, Madge.
Yeah.
How you doing, baby?
Tú eres la puta de Estados Unidos. Do you know what that means, Cheryl?
Happy World AIDS Day.
No, it means you're the whore of the United States.
Oh, well, I don't understand this language, but...
I was watching this frontline... I was watching this frontline documentary about Hugo Chavez. He has this weekly program called Hola, Presidente.
And Hola, I was, President.
Right, and I was just saying hola, prolapse, and that.
Well, maybe someday we'll have a cable access program like that.
You know, I used to have one when I lived in San Antonio with my with my chinless family.
Oh, and let me guess, you lost your neck.
I left my chin and my neck in San Antonio.
Lips. That's a very nice one.
So anyway, audience, Cheryl and I have come together once again to paint each other's clitorises. Clitorides. That's bullshit. I think Jerry Blank is the expert on how to pluralize clitoris.
Clearly she knows.
Clitorises.
So, honey, I have a few things that I wanted to discuss on today's program.
Well,
it's going to be a quick one because both of us are very tired.
I am exhausted. I was snowing and I rode my bike fucking everywhere. I can't fucking deal with it.
So cool outside that I had that accident again where my thing stuck to the grain on the sidewalk.
Which thing?
My lips. But, you know, I mean, I've talked about that before and the fact that it keeps happening. I mean, it doesn't make it more interesting. Same thing keeps happening. You think I'd learn, but no.
Right, you're kind of like the American government and the, you know,
Gum and cheese in the project.
Uh-huh. So what else, what did you want to talk about? You have some pressing issues?
First of all, although people will be hearing this grum,
in a few days.
You know, after World AIDS Day.
Yes.
Today for us is the World AIDS Day.
Right.
So, I wanted to give you something very special for World AIDS Day, and that's Super AIDS.
What's Super AIDS? What is Super AIDS?
It's, you know, going to the hybrid of the different strains. Mm-hmm.
What? I've never heard of this. What is it, like MRSA? Hepatitis C with AIDS?
You get all of it. You get all of it. So anyways, no, I'm just kidding, honey. But...
Oh, you're kidding.
Speaking of the AIDS, Now, I heard about this one queen. Let me just start out.
You don't have to disguise this. I can. The story that we have. The story. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I quote, told you about this before, unquote, but I have a horrible memory.
Wait.
So, I want you to recap the stories in great detail.
Well, first of all, the story. This one thing happened to me, and the other thing happened to you, and you're very diseased.
Oh,
the thing that happened to me was I have an anonymous source who has agreed to be on the show to talk about it, who is basically insane with trying to get AIDS for World AIDS Day. Now, the other story, the thing that happened to you, which obviously you're confused about, is that you were at your 12-step program for molestation. For people, both molestation survivors and committers, which you are the latter, and you
in one room.
And you found a granny tranny that was messy.
Really?
That's what happened to you.
Sure, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, you understand? Do you understand?
Sure.
So we'll start with, since it's World AIDS Day and not World Granny Tranny Day, we'll start with the AIDS-y story. Now, this is really unbelievable to me, because here I am. I met with somebody. I met with this bug chaser at a particularly gay place. And, in fact, this place was so gay, it was decorated for World AIDS Day. Now, I didn't actually know it was World AIDS Day until you told me later when I was telling you the story offline. But, so you have to picture in the backdrop of this conversation, honest to God, was six panels from the AIDS quilt hanging in this room. Swear to God. Backdrop. And this queen tells me, and I'm like, why have, you know, this queen had to deliver a certain item for me related to my lips and my roids and pushing it back in, this kind of thing.
What?
Lips, fungus. You'll understand this when you get to be an old woman. You get one thing, you get anal lips, and then you use a proctosone, and then the proctosone has a side effect of a vaginal fungus, so you need a fungicide. So this queen was supposed to give me the fungicide. I said, listen, I got vagina fungus on my lips. I can't be waiting all weekend for you. She said, oh, and I mean he when I say she, because this was a she. But he, you know, you can use it for people's fungus too, the vagicide, it's whatever it's called, gynalotrimin. Eat it out sideways. And she says, it says to me, I was real busy this weekend. I said, oh, what were you doing? I was having a sex party at my house. A sex party? What do you mean a sex party?
You have a nice house.
She got an apartment. She says, oh, well, my roommate was out of town. So I thought I'd take advantage of it by putting a Craigslist ad out for a sex party. So I had all these meth queens come over, these crystal meth queens, come over, and we put up
she
some. Excuse me?
Does she do the meth?
No, she swears that she doesn't do the meth at all, and I believe her, even though she smelled like drugs. But that we'll get to that point in a minute. So she says she was having sex all weekend long. I said, my God. And then somehow the subject of the prep came up. I said, well, I hope you were safe. She says, oh, no, I was barebacking the whole time. I said, but you're HIV negative. She said, oh, but I'm on PrEP. And this is a true story, and that's what's so ridiculous about it. I said, what do you mean PrEP? You mean PEP? And, you know, and we've talked about PrEP before, which is pre-exposure prevention, which has absolutely no scientific basis. So I said, what do you mean you're on PrEP? For how long? She says, well, 3 years. I've been taking these AIDS medicines for 3 years.
What?
And this is somebody in their, you know, 20s. I said, well, what do you mean you're taking PrEP? She said, well, I like to have bareback sex, so I just never stopped taking it. She said, I was taking the PEP because he had a possible exposure with barebacking, and he just never stopped taking it because he likes to bareback. I said, oh, that's disgusting. And then he turns, and then I'm typing on the computer because I was working, and I see out of the corner of the eye, he's making a face at me, like with his hands on his ears, like, bleh. Like that. Like in that thing Berbatia read, remember? With the boyfriend that was making faces. I said, did you just make a face at me? He said, yes. You were being a cunt. I said, no. I make faces at people. You don't get to make a face at me. What you did is disgusting. And I don't know how to put it any other way. That's gross. And she said, well, you don't have to be a cunt about it. That's what my therapist did, and I dropped her. I said, well, maybe she had a point. So she tells me, she's like, yeah. And I don't know if I'm getting the sequence of the conversation right. But she says, yeah, at one point, this guy bit my dick and it started bleeding. I said, oh, my God, well, at least that puts you out of commission for a while, so you won't be able to engage in this unnecessary and very unsafe sex you will act. And you know what he said? He said, oh, no, it didn't. I just put some Neosporin on it and went right back to it. Bloody dick in AIDS ass, Cheryl. Because and I said, well, meth queens, why do you, I mean, can't you do it with normal people? I mean, meth queens, that 95% of them have AIDS. I mean, that's what they do. Crystal meth makes you have unsafe sex. He's like, hello, duh. Why do you think I have meth queens over? Because they will do it. I said, Ve is mir, ein Glück is mir bekommen, you know, and all this other Yiddish shit that I don't know what it means. And then I started drawing his quilt because the quilt was behind him. I said, you know what? There's the AIDS quilt. I'm going to start drawing. And then I pull up Photoshop and she says, what are you doing? I said, oh, let's see. That looks about 6 feet, maybe wide by 4 feet, high 2 feet. He said, what are you doing? I said, just a sec. I pull up a rectangle on my Photoshop and I draw a picture, bareback, whore, dead of AIDS. I wrote it with pencil. I said, this is your AIDS quilt. But I said, I'm not going to stitch it because I don't have that kind of time. Somebody else is going to stitch it, but I'll design it. He said, you can't do that. You can't make my AIDS quilt. I don't even have AIDS. Anyway, do you have any questions about that, Cheryl? I don't know what I'm forgetting of the story. It's such a mess. It made me feel so uncomfortable.
Was this in public?
Yes.
So there were other people around.
Yeah.
To date. And I'm guessing that this was in some sort of gay establishment, considering that there was AIDS quilt up on the wall.
You could say that.
Now, who, number one, who in their right mind would have bareback sex? Okay, I mean, okay, sure. Number two, who would, in a gay, in the public, talking about this, and then you, I mean, yeah, you want to get AIDS? I mean, you don't have to have AIDS to celebrate the World AIDS Day, I promise. And I don't care. The point is, what the motherfucking goddamn hell is wrong with this person? They need to be locked up. That's a mess.
A mess.
That is, wow.
A huge mess.
I think moon.
And you know what? But the worst part of it is, the worst part of it is, Cheryl, he made a face at me. You don't make faces at men. Nobody has ever made a face at me, Cheryl. Never in my life has anyone made a face at me. I make faces at people. You don't make faces at me.
The point is that considering what he just told you, you don't have a right to make no face. He doesn't even have a right to do anything.
He doesn't even have a right to have anything, but it... I mean, plus, it's so weird. I mean, like, this prep thing doesn't even have a scientific basis.
You put Neosporin covered cock into somebody's ass without a condom.
Who probably has AIDS because they're on meth.
I don't understand this whole prep thing for 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that make you shit a lot? Because when you take those medicines, it fucks you up.
Well, it has so many side effects, too, with the liver, and it can cause all kinds of shit. It can cause death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically, he's shitting the entire time, so that's why he don't bottom. And
well, it's a severe, severe example of, I would guess, sex addiction.
Can't you have the sex addiction, a very severe one, and not be trying to kill yourself?
Well, you could, I suppose, just taking a hypothetical, you could just get eaten out in
like you.
No. Oh, I make those stories up. No, yeast infection. It was a yeast infection and an open wound.
And my wound was
severely infected.
I need more clips like that. I really do.
Well, the next one I'm going to post for you, as an African American, a very fat man, and it might have some. Now, since I have a horrible memory.
Yeah.
Will you share the story about the woman?
Oh, right. Well, you were in a meeting of incest committers, and also because there's not enough of those, they share it with the Popeye survivors and the Molesters Anonymous, MA. You were in a MA meeting, Molesters Anonymous. Okay, and I have to tell this story for you because you're a molester and you have to remain anonymous being a molester.
Sure.
Like Chester.
Sure.
Well, you went to this meeting and then there was some thing that sat next to you with a Chanel bag, okay, and she gave you this look when you went to sit down next to her because it was the only open seat, and she looked at you like death eyes, like Puerto Rican death eyes, like I'm going to kill you with a knife.
She smelled bad.
No.
Wait, you...
And then you said, excuse...
Your friend was talking about, you forgot to say that she smelled correct, like AIDS drugs.
Yeah. The other story. You're talking about World AIDS Day. You're back on World AIDS Day.
Sorry, I just remembered that.
Yeah, that's true. He did smell like... Well, I don't know if it was AIDS drugs, but it was a smell I never done smelled before, but I smelled it on her before. It smells like a combination of...
desperation and AIDS.
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be right.
This thing sat down next to you. She had a Chanel bag.
Give me 2 seconds. Hold on.
Like he was going to kill you.
Yeah, hold on, though. I got to turn off the TV.
DVD.
It was going to start reporting the Colbert Report, and it would have come on the TiVo. It's complicated. So this tranny sat down next to you. You.
Okay.
No, or no, you were already, the tranny was there. You walk in. There's an empty chair. You see the giant Chanel bag and you go, excuse me, is this seat taken? And she just stares up at you with that I'm going to stab you in the face look. And she goes, huh, yeah. And then so you sat down scared to death. Now, in the beginning of the meeting for Molesters Anonymous, they say, are there any anniversaries or birthdays? And it's traditional. Excuse me?
Mine's always... anniversary here, 2 minutes.
Right. How long have you been sober from molestations?
I've got a baby under my shirt.
Right. Yeah, that would be an appropriate anniversary, although usually it's more like, you know, a year or two. You say, oh, you know, today is 10 years without molestation, a month. I have 25 years without molesting a kid, and I'm a priest. Yay, people clap. Well, you know what this tranny said to you?
What?
Not to you, to the group. So the person who was chairing the meeting said, are there any anniversaries? And this huge tranny blurts out, I just got out of prison. And I was just in shock. And I mean, you were just in shock.
Yes.
You were. And I think...
Shocked.
Shocked. And I think perhaps that you laughed a little, but nobody else did. But I'm not sure. And then all these people were like, well, she's, you know, this... And then she said, this is her first time, you know, molesting people. And she also does drugs to make matters worse. She said she had just molested somebody on the way over to the meeting. And she took 4 OxyContin. So somebody was saying later on in the meeting, you poor thing, you must feel horrible. Well, don't worry, it gets better. She's like, gets better? I feel great. I took 4 pills. And she goes, I was in men's prison. And I'm men's prison. And then you could see, that's when I really realized it was a tranny. I mean, that's when you really realized it was a tranny. Because up to then, you weren't sure. Because you know how sometimes you're just not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like where this story is going. It's confusing me.
But the point is...
That you...
That it was very special, like, enjoyed meeting this transgender individual.
Did you get her number?
Who exposed me to what it's like to be in men's prison.
Right.
What it's like to take oxycodone and molest children while in men's prison with adult men.
Right.
And
I think they have special place. I don't think they put like real gays and trannies.
I did laugh out loud, and people did look at me, and then they laughed, and so I did well.
What else did she say to you, this tranny? Anything else that I forgot to recall?
She said, "You got any pills?" And I says, "Mm-hmm. Got some Robitussin."
Are you 486?
What? No, I was out of Ayuk. I didn't know what a prolapsation. And then,
is that what you put on your lips when you get eaten out and you need to put it back in? In the sausage roll?
Well, it's been about 30 minutes.
It sure has.
And I'm going to go and eat a snack and watch my favorite lesbian, who is not you, Rachel Maddow. Hello?
What do you mean I'm not your favorite lesbian?
I meant that my second favorite lesbian is on
okay.
the TV program.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the program, and it was wonderful of you to recall that story so well.
You're welcome,
of the training that you
had. Have fun with your prep. Prep your anus, put some Neosporin, and put some blood in there.
And remember, for World AIDS Day, you don't have to get AIDS.
Oh, suggested name for the program.
What?
Bloody Neosporin-covered World AIDS cock.
Oh, I like it, except for cock. I don't want cock in the title, because then iTunes put those stars on it. It was bad enough I put
ass.
Bloody
Neosporin covered World AIDS Day.
Penis. No, because they cover penis. Member. Yes. Member.
Apostrophe-ness.
Pustule.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye. What a bitch.
I had a yeast infection.